This week's Parsha tells how the Jewish people have left Egypt and are heading out into the desert when suddenly they find Pharaoh and his troops chasing after them. The Jews become frightened and declare that we'd rather be slaves in Egypt. This is a shocking statement given the backbreaking labor that the Jews endured for 210 years of slavery. How could that possibly be better than the freedom they now enjoyed? The answer is that slavery has one great advantage: comfort. In Egypt, the Jews were provided with all their basic needs, like food and shelter, and they didn't have to make any decisions about how to spend their day or what to accomplish in life. It's interesting that in Hebrew, the word for Egypt, Mitzrayim, is similar to Meitzar, which means a narrow place. See, on one level, the Jews preferred to live in a confined environment than to have the broad responsibility that accompanies freedom. Sometimes it's the smallest box which makes us feel the most secure. Indeed, all transition can be scary, whether getting married, starting a new job, or moving to a new city. It's even said that a baby in the womb is terrified of what awaits him on the other side. But it's that comfort that we have to fight against, or we'll never move forward in life. So if you're struggling, ask yourself, what's the worst thing that could possibly happen? And in 10 years from now, will I regret not having made that decision? In our Parsha, the sea finally splits and the Jews walk through to freedom, at which point they break out in joyous celebration, not just because they'd beaten the Egyptians, but even more because they'd conquered their own paralyzing fear.